This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shanklin has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. The Wisconsin Technical College system has a new leader. Layla Merrifield has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the technical colleges. Her new role is to oversee Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield starts her new job September 9th. Communities appear to be slow to apply for money to fix up rural roads. The Wisconsin Agricultural Road Improvement Program aims to fix roads damaged by heavy agricultural and logging traffic. The program has given out $50 million this year, and the deadline to apply for the next round of $100 million is the end of September. There are new standards for meat to carry the USDA certified organic label, but farmers have until the end of 2028 to comply. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
There are various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens.
Milstein points out the standards affect only farmers who volunteer to have their products certified USDA organic. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's almost here. Tomorrow is the primary election. On the ballot, you'll vote for a new Dane County executive after Joe Parisi retired earlier this year. It's a four-way race between former State Senator Melissa Agard, director of the RCC Sexual Assault Center, Dana Pelleban, Office for Equity and Inclusion Director Wes Sparkman, and Madison Alder Regina Vitiver. Here in the Madison area, that's one of the most contested races tomorrow. The two candidates with the most votes will advance to the ballot in November for the general election. You can even see exactly what your ballot will look like ahead of time if you go to myvote.wi.gov. That'll also help you find your polling place. Polls open at 7 a.m. They close at 8 p.m. tomorrow. And remember, you can register there. Again, that's myvote.wi.gov. It'll have basically everything you need to know. Elections are one of our biggest chances to have our voices heard. Make sure you use your voice tomorrow. Registration opens today for Madison School and Community Recreation Fall Programs. That includes vital family services like after-school programming and activities for seniors, plus sports for kids and teens like soccer, swimming, and baseball, and all kinds of adult classes like pottery, dance, canoeing, and writing. The list goes on and on. If you live in the Madison Metropolitan School District, you can register starting today at noon. If you don't, you'll have to wait a couple more weeks. And it's make or break. Now is the time to adjust sleep schedules for the school year if you haven't started already. Habits change in the summer, especially with later sunsets. However, if you don't at least start gradually changing that routine by around now, doctors say it can be a rude awakening when the alarm goes off for school. Sleep helps us form memories and emotionally regulate ourselves. It helps the front part of our brain, which is important for executive function, all critical for kids in school. A driver crashed into the side of a home yesterday. The Madison Fire Department says it happened before noon on Sherman Avenue. Luckily, nobody was inside the house at the time. It was a delicate scene for the firefighters. They had to make sure the house wouldn't collapse when they removed the car. The driver was taken to the hospital. Meanwhile, a Madison group is offering free veterinary care to people experiencing homelessness with their pets. Underdog Pet Rescue is providing the services one Wednesday each month. The next clinic is August 28th. The clinics are held at Underdog's new office location on South Stoughton Road. They'd been outgrowing their old space for years. It's first come, first served, so Underdog recommends people get there early. It's part of a partnership with the Street Dog Coalition. Data shows up to 25% of people experiencing homelessness have an animal, and studies show it has a positive impact on their lives. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the L.A. Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a five-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glenn Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine by this afternoon, highs near 79. Clear skies tonight, 55. Sunshine and a high of 82 for Tuesday. Clear at 58 Tuesday night, mostly sunny, 82 again on Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms and highs near 78.
Currently, 66 degrees.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.